Helmets and Heels, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Here's Jessica Blaylock, Donna Murphy, Lauren Brooks, and Blythe Brumley.
Well,
well, we're down one. But you know what? At least she left us for bigger and better greener pastures.
I don't know about greener than right now, but yes.
Well, warmer pastures, that's for sure.
That is for sure. You would assume, though, that somewhere down in South Florida, Jessica Blaylock is attending a St. Patrick's Day party.
Right? I would hope so. Yes, I would think so.
And listening to Helmets and Heels.
Of course she is. You know, she tweeted us, all of us, earlier. She wishes us the best show ever here at Colhane's. This is our first time having a St. Patrick's Day edition of the show, because last year we weren't doing this quite yet. I'm so excited to be here.
It's just a small gathering of friends.
I think it's just kismet that Tuesday ended up being St. Patrick's Day this year.
Yes.
Perfect.
All of my friends and I always joke, on a Tuesday. And so this really is the epitome of that. I mean, everyone's dressed to the nines. Sort of, in at least St. Patrick's Day gear, dressed to the nines. There's hats and dreads, and there's people drinking green beer. I don't know where they find that.
It's a good excuse to the green food coloring for all of your food, and you won't eat it tomorrow. This morning in my office, we had a cream cheese that had the green food coloring in it, and no one ate it.
Nobody?
Nobody ate it.
Well.
I don't know that I would eat it either.
I have a story about that. First and foremost, thank you for listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM. I'm Lauren Brooks alongside the gorgeous Donna Murphy and gorgeous Blythe Brumley.
Wow, Blythe, thank you. Thank you from the gorgeous Lauren Brooks.
No, I'm just trying to keep up with the two of you. So we are here under the tent at Colhane's in Atlantic Beach. If you don't know how to get here, literally just drive down Atlantic Boulevard until you hit almost the beach.
Almost.
It's a couple streets east or west of the actual beach, but it's a lot of fun. If you've never been here before, they have bands on the inside and green beer
on the outside.
On the outside, exactly. So getting back to the food coloring, one year we decided to go to Savannah, because Savannah always has a really big St. Patrick's Day party, right? And we went for a friend's bachelorette party, which was even more double the fun. And I've never stolen anything in my life until...
Don't admit it.
Until the day before St. Patrick's Day that year, when I went into Walmart and I took the food coloring packets and I took the red and the yellow and the blue out of one, and I picked the green out of another one, and I put them all in the same one, and then I paid for it. I did pay for it, but I still, to this day, feel like I've robbed St. Patrick.
That is so not stealing. That is just consolidating what you need right there. I just need all the green.
Better. So, yeah, I've been to St. Patrick's Day in Savannah twice.
Right.
And then I also went to New Orleans once for the St. Patrick's Day parade, which is exactly like Mardi Gras, except in a smaller, not even really a smaller scale, but it's a little bit cleaner. And so it was so much fun. It was amazing. There were bands and beads, and you don't have to do anything for the beads. It was so much fun, and so I really think that I would recommend New Orleans over Savannah for St. Patrick's Day.
I've actually never been to Savannah, period. Not for St. Patrick's Day, and I know that that's sort of sacrilegious living in Jacksonville and so close, but is Savannah the one that they dye the river green, or is that Chicago?
They used to. No, it is. It's actually
both.
Sure,
Boston.
And yeah, it's Chicago, Boston, Savannah. Savannah, they stopped dyeing the river green a few years ago, and so they don't anymore, but they still do up north.
Yeah.
There must be something in the temperature.
I think it's also funny that this holiday falls on the same week in Jacksonville as a lot of schools are on their spring break, which just makes for a dangerous combination depending on what age.
You see a lot of moms.
Moms can celebrate spring break too, right?
Where, you know, the moms are all of a sudden bumping into their kids like, wait, we're at the same party. No, this can't be right. That's not good.
I'm not this old yet.
But I think, as I've seen a few different people say this week, this is one of the best non-football weeks of the year. I personally am in love with the month of March. I love when the azaleas come out to bloom, the weather gets a little warmer, the time changes. It just makes me so happy. And then also you've got college basketball with the NCAA tournament starting. My team, unfortunately, is not in it, but I have a little love for the UNF Ospreys.
So oh, who doesn't? Yeah.
Great. So we'll be cheering them on against Robert Morris.
Got to support the local teams.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we're fortunate to have such a good relationship at 1010 with Coach Matthew Driscoll, also with JU's Coach Tony Jasek as well. JU just isn't quite in the tournament this year, but maybe next year. But Coach Matthew Driscoll, I went to the championship game for UNF. And then I went to a local establishment after, and I saw Coach Driscoll. And I just couldn't wait to, you know, give him congratulations and tell him I used to talk to him all the time when I produced XL Primetime. And you could not have talked to a happier man. I mean, he was just obviously thrilled. And then when he was on the station the next day, he had tears in his eyes when he was talking to Dan and Jeff on the drill. And it's just, it's so real and heartfelt. And he was actually in the running for the job at Robert Morris, the head coaching position at Robert Morris. So it will be interesting to
I wonder what a conversation see. Between Matthew Driscoll and Gus Bradley would be. No, you're so cool. No, you're so cool. I'm happy, right? Could it be just the happiest little couple in the world?
I think it would be. And they're both so energetic, too. Yeah. You'd almost be like, well, who's going to get the first word in?
Right? It would be awesome to see them in a room.
Like a motivational speech off.
Yes. Ooh, we should get that.
For charity.
Sure.
Yes. Done. Tom Coughlin, yes. J-Fun.
And yes. I thought the best thing we've done on the show so far is asking Coach Gus Bradley to say how great Michaela is, his wife. But
that was pretty great.
Speak off might be pretty good.
Maybe. I like it. Blythe, I like it.
So,
write it down.
Besides being here at Colhane's for St. Patrick's Day, have you ever had, you know, one of those wild and crazy evenings where you drank too much on either St. Patrick's Day or spring break, ladies? I think you want to share, right?
All right, I'll share.
Take the lead.
Even if my parents are listening, they really know all about it. I was a drinker in high school, which I do not condone. I was not a college girl. You know, I just went to a broadcasting school. I danced and everything like that. So I wasn't a big college, university, whatnot. So my junior and senior years were, you know, living off of that vodka, apparently. So spring break was a blast.
How did you get it? How did you get the vodka?
If you're kids, someone always gets it. You always have somebody.
Okay.
I don't ask me fake ID somewhere. I would, whatever. I never got it. But I will tell you, one spring break, I may have had one too many down in Daytona, and which was always the place to go for spring break, and entered a wet t-shirt contest.
Okay, this is the story.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
So,
did you win? That's what we need to know.
Well, what the funny, I don't know really how funny it is, my poor dad. The
okay,
next,
we just went from wet t-shirt contest to my poor dad.
Because the next morning, I came out so happy in my room, and I slapped down $100 in front of my dad. I said, look what I won. He's like, what? I go, I entered a wet t-shirt contest. He's like, get out of my face.
What was the song that played whenever you danced?
I have no idea. I don't remember any of that. But I remember my poor dad finding out, just like, what? So naive.
So, Glyde, if you entered a wet t-shirt contest, so I don't know, tomorrow, what would the song be that would play when you come out?
Oh, gosh. I've always liked the song Slow Ride.
Okay.
Nice.
I don't know if that's indicative of anything.
It's probably a bad time to mention that song in this conversation at the same time. But
a little too late.
That's the first song.
It's all right. Honestly, it's so wild and crazy here at Colhane. Nobody's left today. So you're good. You can tell all those stories. Are there any, I don't know, pictures or evidence of the wet t-shirt?
I do not have any. It was not the day, the era for, you know, phones with the
thank God for
everything.
That.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So
for
yeah,
that.
Should we Google what are those videos that MTV used to put out for the spring break?
Girls Gone Wild.
Girls Gone, or maybe MTV didn't.
God, I really hope I was not on one of those.
I remember when I was 19 and we were in Panama City Beach on spring break and we drove around looking for the car. We never found it, but we went looking for it.
Well, because you wanted to, you know,
go wild.
Memorialize your time there. So is that the craziest thing you've ever done on spring break?
probably the craziest thing that's safe for radio. Yeah.
And live, what about you? Spring break?
Anything that I want to share? I'd probably have to say we were in Panama City Beach, and there was a big group of us all staying in a hotel, and I don't know how it is, but back in my day, right, everybody got the wristbands, and if you were staying at the hotel property, you got a wristband, and you were only allowed on property if you had that wristband. So what we would do is we would change them out, give them to our friends, so they could all stay in our hotel that night. We had about 10, maybe 15 people stayed in our hotel, and about 7 in the morning,
all girls?
Someone knocked me. Sure. So about 7 in the morning, we hear a knock at the door, and it said something like room service, and somebody opened up the door. They came in, they counted how many people were in the room, and they said, oh, you got to go. Kicked out. So we all got kicked out of our rooms at 7 in the morning, didn't have a place to stay, so we found this cheap hotel, like stuff you don't want to people knowing that you're staying in this hotel.
Like Bates Motel type of...
Like, don't take your shoes off in the shower.
Yes. Oh,
or even on the carpet.
It was so awful. But we had a place to stay, so we continued the trip and just took our coolers down to the beach. Because it wasn't just us, it was the entire floor that pretty much got kicked out because they were all doing the same thing.
Well, then that's good.
We're in a community.
Get out too. If I'm out, you're out.
You know, it's sad. When I was in college, high school as well, I was getting two shoes. And then in college, I remember my first spring break, freshman year, I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, so that's a delight.
I was laid up, yeah. And then the next few summers, I was a lifeguard. So
working.
Or spring breaks, yeah, and summers, I was a lifeguard. And so, yeah, I always worked, and then I never did anything crazy. And so I think I'm making up for lost time.
Until tonight.
I don't know. So I've come to Cold Haynes the last few years, and I have a lot of friends who also grew up here who love St. Patrick's Day. And so we definitely enjoy the bartender service on the inside and the outside, and enjoy Jameson and all that kind of stuff. But I would say that tonight it's going to be a good mixture of us having fun.
Yes.
And not being nearly as wild as maybe y'all were back in the day.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Okay. All right. So you're listening to Hell Listen Heels on 10X92.5 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are listening and you are anywhere in the Jacksonville vicinity, come on out and join us. It is such a party here. We are missing Jessica Blaylock, but we are going to have a phenomenal time. And coming up next, Jaguars free agent recent signing linebacker Dan Scuda will join us. He's up in Michigan, or at least he's from Michigan. I don't know if he's back in California or in Michigan right now. We'll have to ask him. But I wonder what he's doing for St. Patrick's Day. And we will certainly find out next. That's right here on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Can I begin by saying I am so sorry to my family for the story I just told? My brother texted me that he never knew that story. I am so sorry, Scott.
That is hilarious.
Is it sufficient to say that your brother is either far more proud of you at this moment or far less?
No, my other brother would be proud because Jeff would have been doing stuff like that. Crazy things. My brother Scott did not. So, sorry, Scott. Don't arrest me. I know you're a cop now. It's all right.
I think for anyone who missed the first segment, they will be sure to go on demand once they hear that or read that wet t-shirt contest was the opening act of the show here on Helmets and Heels on XL 92.5 FM. We're normally a sports talk radio station, but you know what else we do?
Fun.
We bring you an all-female show. Wyatt Brumleave, phenomenal. Sana Murphy, in a void cover shoot. Photo tomorrow, photo shoot. I say cover. I guess you might not be on the cover. Maybe you should be, though, after
the story.
Well, they
do make the determination for who's going to be on the cover after they get all the images.
Mm.
So there's no cover model determined until afterwards.
So that's what I really want to talk about before we get Dan Scuda on, because I think he'll appreciate this. Tell us about the fact that you're in the photo shoot and what you've done to prepare for it.
Oh, all right, so it's the Void Swimsuit edition. And when I found out I was going to do it, I I tried to demand a date. Can I please have a set date so I know how hard I need to work out? Well, it wasn't a set date, but it was kind of a roundabout day. And so I did two workouts a day, every day. I do T25 at home. You know, being a stay-at-home mom, being a mom, full-time worker, full-time mom, you know. I don't have a lot of time.
Is that
so,
a hint?
I know, right?
Your husband?
So T25 is perfect. I just need 25 minutes, and I'm good. And so I did a workout. I would get up at 5 a.m. I would do a workout when we would put little man to bed, like 7:30, and I would eat nothing but, like, I was asking Chad all the time. I'm like, all right, so we have almonds, I got brown rice, I have broccoli, green tea, chicken, you know, so he said no water 24 hours ahead of time, so I'm sipping this little bottle of water just to...
Because you work out twice a day, mm-hmm. but there's yet a massive difference in the way your arms look and the way my arms look, and I would rather mine look like yours, so maybe
no.
I need to cut down on something.
Well, I'm not
protein
lifting
protein or hops. Or...
I'm not lifting any weights.
Okay,
though,
maybe that's the difference.
Yeah, it's just T25 is just massive cardio and nonstop. So it's all my own body weight.
Well, anyone who can hear us here at Cole Haynes is probably going, can you guys please stop talking about eating well and working out?
Because it's a holiday.
Yeah,
calories don't count.
Today is a holiday.
I would be slamming back some rum and cokes right now if it wasn't for tomorrow. So tomorrow night I will be a happy fat old lady.
What's going to be your first meal after you do the shoot?
I've been craving fried chicken, so probably some Vitro chicken or something.
Oh, I've never eaten there.
Oh,
I've heard it's amazing.
May I recommend Soul Food Bistro for the best fried chicken in the city?
I haven't tried that one.
Oh, yep. So good. Atlantic and Kernan.
I just went. Well, we're already here. Might as well Atlantic. I just want some kind of grease or something that I know isn't good.
See, it's funny.
Sorry, Chad.
I don't crave that kind of food, the greasy or fried or anything like that.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. But
I crave what I can't have. You know, if I can't have it right now, I want it. Like, I want a big bowl of Skittles.
But that might actually help you. I mean, Marshawn Lynch is obviously
never,
a Skittle.
If I was going for a marathon, I would say yes.
A marathon. Have you ever done anything close to a marathon, by the way?
I did the kids' triathlon. Does that help?
Did you do it or did you just host it?
Yeah. The first year I hosted it. The second year I hosted it and participated, yeah.
And
they had an adults version for us, yeah.
What was the running portion?
Yeah, I don't remember. My brain is not very good.
I just remember we like a mile.
Probably. We started with swimming, which is my strong suit, and then afterwards it's just...
Because it's swimming, it's biking
and
running.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yep.
No, I don't do
it. It was brutal.
I swim, but I don't.
I came in last.
See, that's on my I need to do list is a true triathlon. I think every triathlete you see looks amazing, and then they're also so well rounded that I think it's a really good.
Start with a kids triathlon and work your way up.
Well, they have sprint ones. I've always thought about doing it. My dad used to do triathlons, so when I was growing up, I was like, all right, I can learn to do this stuff. And I grew up swimming. I hate running, and I don't mind biking. So it's the running part that...
The running, I hate running. So I could never... I did a warrior dash once, which is one of those, like, mud things where you jump around
in the
mud.
I did the mud run,
horses. And the running portion of that was maybe 0.5 of a mile, and I felt like I was going to die.
Yeah. But you can climb up that wall or the rope. Yeah.
I can crawl through the mud.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. But that running portion, it was the curl over your side with the cramps.
I think us women for heels need to do the mud run this year.
Nah.
Not in heels, though.
Not in heels. No.
I will cheer you guys on.
No, you would participate.
I actually
would. If I could walk.
One year for St. Patrick's Day, my mom threw a bunco party, and she's
a
in a
what
bunco
party?
A bunco club. She's in a bunco club, she was hosting bunco. It's a
What's
dice
bunco?
Game.
Yeah.
So it's a dice game, and you have four people at each table, and then every round you roll for a different number of dice. So first you sit down and you're trying to roll for ones. And once someone at the head table gets to 21 points, then you ring a bell. And then that round is over. And then you move chairs, and then you roll for twos. And then same thing, you repeat until sixes. And then you take a little break to drink and eat and socialize and dance. And then you go again, and then another time after that. And so the winner of the whole thing wins money, and it's based off of how many points they have, based off of how many games they've won. So they get their little card punched for that. And then there's also a winner of something called Funkos, which is if you roll three of a number that you were not intending for rolling. So let's say you're rolling for ones, right? And so you're like, come on, ones. And you roll the dice and you get three sixes. Well, all the ladies scream, oh, Funko! And it's very frustrating because that's not at all what you want. But they're all excited to give you a little stamp sticker thing. And it's not fun.
I don't think I would be pronouncing it correct at that point.
No, maybe not. But so one year for St. Patrick's Day, my mom was throwing the Funko party. It was her turn to host. And I decided to sign up for a mud run the next morning. So we went to bed around, you know, like 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I had to wake up and do this mud run with a friend. And we had bought green tutus for the mud run. And it was
cute.
A lot of fun, except we were both really hungover during it. And we got
to
like
awful.
One phase of it, and you're supposed to crawl through something. And I am extremely claustrophobic to the point where I was like, I can't do that. And I tried, like I got 2 feet in, and I was like, oh gosh. So I backed right up. But what it leads me a story that I wanted to ask y'all, did you see today that two of the Eagles' offensive linemen were doing push-ups with Connor Barwin on their back?
Wow, that's impressive.
It was, you've got to see the video because as they push up, it's so hard that they both have to like let out these fantastic squeals, screams. It's awesome. And I was wondering, could I do a push-up with one of you on my back?
Oh, please, let's do it.
It really made me think that. I'm not sure this is the proper study.
Come on.
Here
we got plenty of room up here.
But I bring it up.
I do. I know. But my traps are real sore right now. And so
here come the excuses.
I know. A lot of excuses. I'm drinking green beer.
Can you squat one of us?
Oh, of course. Chad can squat all three of us. I wonder, could I do one push-up with one? I don't know.
I think this is a YouTube-worthy video.
It might be.
That should happen during break.
But it also makes you wonder, the most in shape and top athletes in the sport, the workouts that they must do. Like, everyone's heard about tight end Mercedes Lewis for the Jags and his crazy workouts. And then it makes you wonder what other people do. And with that question being said, I'm about to ask brand new Jaguar linebacker Dan Scuda what his workouts are like. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Or girls?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. How's it going?
We are doing so well. We're out here at a place called Culhane's in Atlantic Beach, which you should definitely check out once you get to town. Or at least
okay.
I should say once you move to town, because you've been here once. But, we're having a great time. What is your St. Patrick's Day like?
How's my St. Patrick's Day? It's good. Hanging out. I'm over in St. Pete, Florida is where I live. So enjoying the nice weather today.
You're in St. Pete? You're not far from us at all.
No, not at all. It's going to be nice.
Awesome. So, what is the craziest thing you've done to work out?
Oh, man, for a workout? I mean, it's not really crazy, but my friend was a little bit smaller than me, and I pull him around the gym all the time on sleds. It looks kind of weird, but it's a pretty good workout.
How much does he weigh?
I don't know, probably 215 pounds. He's not very big.
I don't know.
Throw him on there with a couple of dumbbells, and that's not bad.
Dumbbells? Have you ever done a farmer's carry?
Sorry?
Have you ever done a farmer's carry?
A farmer's carry, yeah. My trainer, when I was coming out of Grand Valley, made me do those all the time. Those are those can be tough, too.
Yeah, I did a farmer's carry with 40-pound dumbbells in each hand the other day, and my trapezoids feel like they're going to fall off. So that's what it made me want to ask. And then I was telling the ladies here that a couple of the Eagles linemen, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter today, they were doing push-ups with Connor Barwin on their back.
Nice. I don't quite get into those workouts with other people on my back, but I do some pretty good stuff. A lot of jumping and explosive work.
Can you do a box jump like J.J. Watt?
I don't know. How high is he? How high does he jump? I didn't see that.
Probably like 3.5-4 feet.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
So basically, we're going to put you through a workout once you get back.
Okay, sounds good. Do it on the beach.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely do it on the beach.
Dan, we're so excited to have you here in Jacksonville. Now, with you being front, you know, you went to Cincinnati, you went to San Fran. What is Jacksonville a city like for you?
For me, it's going to be nice because I can continue the lifestyle of boating and fishing that I like in Jacksonville. You know, during OTAs and stuff, we have a good amount of time off. So it's going to be really nice for me to just continue my lifestyle and be really comfortable right off the bat. And hopefully that'll make it that much easier to get used to the city and being around the team.
What's going to be the first outdoor activity that you do in Jacksonville?
Probably fishing.
We do have some of the best fishing in the world, I've heard.
Yeah, I've already been talking to the coaches about it. They were pretty fired up about it. And so I'm definitely excited to try it over there. I do a lot of it over here in Tampa, but I haven't done any over there yet.
Any plans to take up golf at a point?
My friend from over there said it's pretty huge over there, so I guess I'm going to have to.
Josh Scobie can get the lessons.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. You don't have. I mean, you don't have to golf. You can just fish and then bring us your
catching.
Nice catches. Exactly. Dan Scuda, brand new linebacker for the Jaguars, joining us here on Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL 92.5 FM on the St. Patrick's Day version of the show. Dan, you got to meet with, like you said, the coaches, coaching staff recently, and the coaches for the Jags. What made you most excited about coming to work here in Jacksonville?
From the coaches, I just really was excited that they had a specific plan for me and seemed like a good plan for me and the defense to be successful. So I'm just excited to help out the defense and help them, you know, get to that next level and really be a team that's going to be in the playoffs year after year.
Welcome back to Helmets and Heels, which you know is a live show here on 1010 XL on 92.5 FM, because maybe somebody who's had a few too many green beers tripped a cord, or maybe Dan Scuda just needed a little break from us, ladies.
You'd never
know the true answer.
There was a Twitter follower that said Dan Scuda mentioned the playoffs and then the feed cut.
Maybe that's what happened.
Scuda.
Jaguars linebacker Dan Scuda is back with us. Thank you so much for holding, Dan. That is so sweet of you here on St. Patrick's Day, because
no
I know you have more fun things to get to here shortly. But we had to, of course, ask you a few more questions. So, like I said, after you met with the Jags coaching staff, what are you most excited about now that you're going to be here working with the Jags?
I was just excited with hearing Coach Bradley and what he kind of his vision for the team and how we get to the next level. And I was just excited about what he said and their process and being a part of it and trying to make this team better.
And obviously they want you to be the auto linebacker. Do you want to explain to people kind of exactly how you would describe that role?
It's not too much different than the things that I did in San Francisco with just being really good at setting the edge, providing some pass rush, and being really good in coverage as well. And, you know, I think those are things that I can do well and really help the team, so I'm excited about it.
Well, we might do a stand-up paddleboarding show at some point, and so since you're the stand-up linebacker, I think you should come out and join us for that. It's part of our beach workout that day, right, Don?
Right, that's right.
Yeah, I think
Dan,
so.
We can't let you go without talking a little bit of March Madness. Do you have a team at all that you're rooting for?
You know, I'm usually a Michigan State guy, but I got to admit, I haven't really watched that much this year. I've just been doing so many different things. Just got a house in St. Pete and things and stuff. So I haven't been following. What's your guys' team?
Well, so we'll coach you on this one. You are definitely a UNF fan, okay? A North Florida fan is who you're rooting for.
Oh, yeah?
Against Robert Morris. They're the local Jacksonville team. And then they play potentially Duke if they beat Robert Morris. So
it's a pretty easy win.
Yeah, it's going to be a really easy part of the bracket. I went to Florida, but my team did not make the NCAA tournament, nor did they make the NIT. So let's just move right along.
Well, Dan, we really appreciate you joining us, and we can't wait to have you, you know, in studio and, you know, sometime in the future when you start getting training underway.
Absolutely. I'd definitely like to do that.
All right, well, go enjoy the fishing in St. Petersburg, and we'll see you up in Jacksonville sometime soon.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Happy St. Patrick's Day. All right, from one special guest to another, we now have
live in person.
Live and in person. And joining the blonde side of the table
yes,
here at
Mama's
and Heels, Kelly Coughlin Joyce. Kelly, thanks so much for coming out to St. Patrick's Day. Cole Haynes.
Hey, I'm a good Irish girl with two young kids at home, so thank you for giving me a reason to get out of the house tonight.
Oh, I was I'll cheer you with my water.
Cheers. So, Kelly, you are obviously the executive director for the Tom Coughlin J Fund, and a massive event is coming up this week. Tell everybody what it is and how much fun it's
going to
be.
We're really excited. Our 11th annual wine tasting gala is on Friday night downtown at the Wells Fargo Center. So we're expecting a terrific crowd, and we have over 250 wines that will be served at the event. 35 of Jacksonville's best restaurants will be there serving food. My dad, Coach Tom Coughlin, will be there as the host, and we have lots of other celebrity guests with us. So it's going to be a fantastic night, and tickets are selling fast. So if you want to be a part of it, act now.
And, you know, I wanted to go to this for months. I have a slight issue, which is I will be in the Keys, and I'm not complaining, but for my cousin's wedding. But I have talked to Mike Dempsey, and he has
talked about how
fabulous it is. And so around the fall of last year, I was like, I am definitely going. Sign me up. And then I had to call him and say, so my cousin decided.
Well, what are you going to do? I don't think there's any way you can get out of that. So we'll let it go. But
I'm not complaining.
We'll hold you a spot next year.
Next year, exactly. And people like Gus Bradley, Dave Caldwell will be there. I mean, how much fun. And people get to dress up.
Absolutely. Good reason to dress up on a Friday night and get out downtown. It's going to be terrific. We're expecting lots of fun, you know, people that support the J Fund, people that just want to have a great time, celebrity guests, like you mentioned, Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell, also a lot of Jaguar alumni, folks like you all from the media, so we appreciate the support.
Now, you guys have new stuff this year, though. Can you tell me a little bit about what the Shoe Cam is?
Yes. Well, Jacksonville Magazine has been a part of our event for a long time, and they have a sort of new feature that has come out in the magazine, and they go to different events around town, and rather than standing in front of their big step and repeat sign with logos and trying to get your whole body pictured, they are featuring shoes. So they have a shoe cam. You come and you stand on a little red carpet with a little Jacksonville Magazine logo behind you. And the best of the best make the magazine.
That's
so
awesome.
From what I hear, people like are coming out just for this. So make sure you wear your best shoes, at least for the picture. Maybe change later.
Don't go barefoot. Yeah. Don't go dancing and then go to the shoe cam.
Yeah. What do your shoes look like for Friday night?
You know, I have a couple different options I'm working on right now. I'm going to have to go with one for the cam and then probably switch out because I'm going to be on my feet for a long day.
Exactly.
And it's not pretty at the end.
Would you write anything on your shoe? Did you do
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I actually like the idea of just the shoe, though, because I'm a shoe person. I love shoes. So I'd rather my whole ensemble isn't going to be as good as my shoes are, I don't think.
We're helmets and heels. We love heels.
We're all about shoes. So you know you'll have some good heels, right?
I only have, like, one expensive pair of heels, and expensive for me is about $100. But every time I wear them, I get compliments. And so that sounds really bragging.
Yes.
Like I'm bragging. I'm not. What I'm saying is those are the shoes I would wear for the shoe.
Right. Yes. If you were going to be there. You have a whole year to work on it. The rest of us only have a few days.
But it's like Cinderella. They say a pair of shoes can change your life.
And, you know, I had a friend who saw the movie last night. She said that it was awesome.
She thought it was good. I thought it was really great timing by Disney's part to release Cinderella at the same time as March Madness for the whole Cinderella
effect.
While the guys are watching basketball, maybe the women can go to the movies or something. Yeah.
Which, fun fact, as Frank Frangio always says, this is the time of year when all vasectomies happen because the guys do it on the Wednesday before March Madness, and then they don't have to take time off of work, but they get to be home.
Is that true?
That's very true.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I never knew that. Look at you pulling out the fun.
Those appointments are in demand.
Exactly. You better book early, like I'm doing for the J Fund Gala next year. Kelly, one of the things that I absolutely love as far as being a part of 1010 is the annual J Fund Radiothon. It's the hardest day for me to produce when I have to produce, but I cannot tell you how much it means to me. And every year, I look forward to it. I can't wait to donate. And we got to know Marissa Ierna really well. And
she's amazing.
She is just a superstar, and she represents just the fabric of the organization. And so I just want everyone to know that you're part of the reason that it is doing as well as it is, and you're touching so many lives. And for when you get to meet people like her, what does that do for your soul?
Well, my job is tremendously rewarding. You know, being the director of an organization that helps families tackle childhood cancer by providing financial and emotional support, it, you know, there are trying days and there are some sad stories, but most of the stories are really uplifting, and I get to meet the most amazing, strong, powerful people. People like Marissa, who just, you know, look cancer in the face, fight their way through it, and come out on the other side with a smile on her face trying to make a difference in the world. And, you know, it's tremendously rewarding. So we appreciate everything that 1010 does, because you guys really allow us not only to raise the money from your listeners and you all internally, but that exposure that we get from being on the air that whole day that we do in October is just, there's no way that we can measure what that does to bring awareness in the community of the needs of families and to allow us to be able to help more people, because there's tremendous need. You know, when a child is diagnosed with cancer, as you could imagine, parents drop everything and they go to the aid of the child. They have to be there for their child to make sure that they are treated, that they get to their appointments. You know, work is on the back burner and every other responsibility is on the back burner. So we are very happy that we can step in and be there for them to cover their financial expenses for a time of crisis. We pay their, you know, mortgage payment, rent, car payment, insurance, you know, whatever it needs to take, so they don't have to worry about whether the lights are going to be on at the end of the day when they get home, and they can really focus on their child. So it's tremendously rewarding, and you guys really help us to be able to do what we do. So we appreciate your listeners and you guys, certainly.
Lauren nailed it. It is the toughest emotional, physically draining day for us at 1010, and we're just putting it on. So that's so put you in a perspective. And I was watching one of the Red Sox spring training game, and they had one of the ladies, the girls from the Jimmy Fund, same thing. And just to hear her talk, and she's explaining, you know, how she talks to other kids her age about going through the cancer treatment, and you're just like, well, you just have to look at it that you're not going to have it one day. And I'm like, this is coming from like an 11-year-old. It's amazing what these kids go through and how their reaction is.
It is, and their positive attitudes really make a difference.
Yeah.
And they do help each other. You know, the support that they give to each other, but also the parents. You know, we do some really fun things with families that are, you know, parties and special experiences, and give them a chance to feel like a regular kid and just get together and have fun. But what we didn't realize would come from that is this support system. That's kind of an informal thing, you know, but, you know, moms talking to moms, dads talking to dads, you know, asking, how'd you get through this? What'd you do? You know, and sometimes you overhear them talking and it's like they're speaking another language. They know all these medical terms and these long names for drugs, of, you know, chemotherapy drugs and things like that. But it's really wonderful that we can kind of connect them, because they need that support system. They need to be with other people that get what they're going through, because, you know, we try to empathize, but we don't really know what it's like.
And, will any of those parents be at the wine gala?
Yes, we have a nice group of parents that are coming. Some are volunteering, and some are just coming for a fantastic night out.
Wow.
So we're excited to have
a good
them there.
Night off, maybe a little bit of a mental break.
Exactly.
Kelly, you got your start volunteering with the J Fund. Can you tell us a little bit how that developed into the role that you have today?
Yeah, sure. So so my dad and mom started the Tom Coughlin J Fund when my dad first came to Jacksonville as the first head coach of the Jaguars. And a few years later, I moved to Jacksonville, and they had had this idea. They, you know, Jay McGillis was a player for my dad at Boston College, and Jay was one of those kids that was not the fastest or strongest or most talented player, but, you know, he set a good example. He was a great leader. He did everything he was asked to do. He tried, you know, 110%. And unfortunately, Jay was stricken with leukemia while he was on the team. So during just 8 months, he passed away. And my parents had an opportunity to see how the disease took a toll on Jay, but also all the emotional and financial stressors that the whole family underwent. And they knew that if there was an opportunity, they wanted to help families in a similar situation. So they started the Jay Fund. But at that time, it was a golf tournament. It was once a year. We'll have this celebrity golf tournament, which incidentally is still our kind of crown jewel event.
Right.
And then during the rest of the year, they'll give the money away to, you know, to families that need it. So I kind of stepped in, moved to town during that time, said, sure, you know, I'll do whatever you need to do. Drive a golf cart, give out Diet Cokes, you know, whatever. And so I volunteered that first year at the golf tournament, and I didn't really get the big picture. But shortly after that, I had an opportunity to meet some of the families at one of these fun events that we do. And I really, you know, I heard them express how important knowing that they weren't in it alone was. And I got to meet some of these kids and see them smile through what they were going through. And, you know, so I knew that I wanted to do more, and it inspired me. And at that time, I was working at UNF, and I just started spending more and more time volunteering, and I started spending more and more, you know, trying to figure out ways that we could do more to help the families throughout the year and in different ways. And gradually, what we thought was going to be a very bad thing for the J Fund, which was my dad getting fired from the Jaguars, right, really turned into a very positive thing, because it forced our board of directors to make a decision about what we were doing with the Tom Coughlin J Fund, you know. And we sat down and we talked and we said, you know, it's not about Tom Coughlin, what team he coaches or doesn't coach. It's really about the kids in Jacksonville that have cancer and their families, and they need us. So let's figure out how to make this work. And I was lucky enough that at that time they realized that they didn't need to hire somebody, because it was all volunteer, very grassroots up until that point. And they offered me the position. So that was in 2004, and I've been doing it full-time since then, and we've grown in size and scope, and it's been terrific.
It's amazing that such an organization based off of volunteers could turn into... You guys provide, what is it, a year now?
In the Jacksonville area, we gave over $500,000 in grants away last year.
Wow, that's amazing.
And you affect, or you end up helping hundreds of families.
Hundreds of families, yeah.
And, you know, I think that's what the Radiothon, that's how it's so special, is because you take a number, like hundreds of families, and then you break it down into these people who come on air and tell you this extremely emotional story, and you just can't do anything but want to help, you know, and so that's what's amazing. So Kelly Coughlin Joyce, hats off to you. St. Patrick's Day, hats off to you and to what really everyone there does, because I know you guys give a really high percentage back to the community.
We're proud of our low administrative costs. Yes, absolutely. We try to turn every dollar that we can back out to the families. So,
which you don't find in a lot of charities.
No.
Exactly. So all the green beers you want to have are on us.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, I can stay all night then.
Now the wine gala is coming up March 30th. And there's
March 20th.
March 20th. I'm so sorry.
It's 20th. Yep.
Yes. And tickets are still available. Just a few, though.
Yes,
not
we
many.
Have about 70 tickets left to sell, and then we expect that we will be sold out. So they're $120, and they're for sale on our website, which is tcjayfund.org. And, you know, we'd love to have a full house, and we're expecting that we will. So it's going to be a terrific night for a great cause, and we encourage everybody to come out and join us.
Yeah, and
come
I'm sold.
Best shoes. Don't
yes,
forget.
Wear
and
the best shoes.
Shoes you possibly have in your closet. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. And you are always welcome on Helmets and Heels.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You fit right in.
And we will be back with a little thing we'd like to call the Bracket of Life here on 1010XL 92.5 FM. All right, ladies. People have waited long enough on Helmets and Heels to hear our Bracket of Life. So basically, for people who don't know what this is, we decided that it would be really fun to do a non-basketball bracket. Everybody's going to do a bracket. I spent about 2 hours the last couple days working on my bracket. I ended up going with a team that's not Kentucky, just because I'm not a huge Kentucky Wildcat fan.
Amen.
Yep. And
go Cards.
Exactly. Yeah. I have Louisville in my Final Four, by the way, Blythe. So,
yeah. That's a bad pick because they're terrible this year.
Well, you know what? This year I decided to go all heart because I feel like brain says pick Kentucky and everyone will. So anyway, I chose Virginia to win, and I
did hear that that it's not necessarily a theory, it's more of a fact, but if you want to win your bracket, don't pick Kentucky to win. That's how you're going to win your bracket.
Exactly. Right. Because, yes, so many people will have Kentucky, but
right,
it's all the other games that matter. But
I coin flip my brackets.
Yeah, that's right, you do, I remember.
I do. Yeah.
Because we do a 10-10 one, and it costs money.
Coin flip, every flip.
And she does, yeah, coin flip, yep.
Huh.
And last year she was ahead of me, and I was furious. But getting to one that doesn't cost money,
nope,
and getting to one that is a little funnier, I would say.
Who found this, and where is it?
I decided that after Blythe sent out a show topic about non sports bracket,
yeah,
that we should do one that kind of applied to all of us. And so I just clicked on it, and I think Blythe had sent us a link to Brackets of Life.
Was it Crooks and Liars?
Crooks and Liars, sure.
Right.
SB Nation had this up. So
okay,
now that it's lovely dark out here at Colleen's, we're going to try and attempt to read these brackets.
Are
and
you filling
know
yours out?
I'm actually going to start in the bottom right-hand corner.
Okay.
And it's going to be a choice between cold beer and road trips, ladies. All three of us have to decide. That's the fun part about having
road
an
trips.
Odd number, not an even number. I say road trips as well.
I mean, see, I don't drink cold beer, but a fun thing about road trips... I mean, where are we going? Where are we? I'm asking
you
too many questions.
Cold liquor.
Well, the three of us have decided, along with, you know, maybe a few other people. We'll see.
Am I dragging my 2-year-old on a road trip?
No.
No.
No. We're going to go see Blaylock.
Okay.
So.
All right. Then road trip it is.
Road trip it is. Okay.
Over cold beer, which many men are not going to be happy that we chose road trip.
Well, and I'm someone who's a big fan of cold beer.
Right.
I'm not going to say I don't drink it, but I still like road trips because you know what you can have on a road trip? Cold beer. All right. We're going to go to the other side of the bracket, and we're going to go between puppies and fail videos.
Puppies.
Obviously.
Of course.
Fail videos make me legitimately, like, sick to my stomach. When I see these people end up, like, hurting themselves, it's embarrassing and awkward for the person and embarrassing and awkward for me.
I mean,
and I don't watch them. I hate them.
Isn't it just called America's Funniest Videos?
Basically.
So I would rather play with a puppy than watch that show.
Puppies make everything better.
They do.
Puppies do. I wish there was
except
a puppy
except when they
right
pee
now
all over your carpet.
Yeah, that's why I don't have carpet. All right. Now summer versus snow day
summer,
in front
please
of a
don't
fireplace.
We're in Jackson.
You don't even
summer
need to finish that.
Summer.
Just summer.
No snow day in front of a fireplace.
One of us is in a photo shoot at Everbank Field tomorrow in a pool. We're going to go with summer.
Our second photo shoot in a pool, by the way.
D-Murph yes rocking the photo shoot.
I think many northerners right now like would really say summer.
You know, I feel like the people who are truly from the north love their snow and fires, and I'm not.
I don't think anybody
people
from Boston. Not this summer. Not this winter. No way.
Good. You know what?
Summer.
None of us have gone against each other. Let's see what happens coming up.
All right.
All right. Bill Murray versus taking your shoes off after a long day.
Taking my shoes off.
Taking my shoes
I'm
off.
I'm going Bill Murray.
Oh.
I love Bill Murray. Caddyshack is one of my favorite movies of all time.
I do love Caddyshack, but...
His PBR pants that he always wears out on the golf course, World Golf Village.
Very true.
If Tom
very
Hanks true was there, that would be winning.
Well, we couldn't
no
have put him in because no he would have wrestled us both.
Shoes. Definitely taking table your shoes off.
Yeah, I would say the day that I wore heels to a Jaguars press conference and I thought I was going to get a seat, but my smart mouth ended up chit-chatting my
surprise
seat away. Surprise, surprise is right. And so I stood the full, like, two-hour shipyard press conference, and I have to say, the moment I got to my car, it wasn't even the end of the day, I stripped those bad boys off.
Can't just go barefoot inside Everbank? You know they have an Instagram feed, a little off topic. They have an Instagram feed of girls going barefoot in clubs
I would do
and bars.
But do you
they
know
do
that there's also that's someone disgusting that shows up to press conferences in bike gear, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, you know
whatever
who you're going to see at the press conference. And when I talk to Shad Khan, I like to be taller than him. All right, moving on. Sleeping in versus Mario Kart. This one's easy to me.
Really?
Sleeping in. So
sleeping
show
in.
I'm choosing Mario Kart. You guys crazy? Who doesn't love shooting a green shell and knocking somebody out of the way?
The green heck shell yes is garbage. I hate the green
not
shell
not if they're in front of you.
You want the blue shell. You got to aim
wait
it
which
just right for the
wait
green
what
shell
Mario Kart? I'm going Super Nintendo Mario
that's
Kart.
That's the same thing.
That's a red I shell.
No, red shells follow you. Green shells, you got to shoot in a straight line in order. You got to hit the. You got to hit it on the money.
I do not remember a blue shell.
Blue shells are Nintendo 64 or the Wii version.
See, I didn't have that one. We
had them all.
But I will tell you, I drive. I get angry when I drive, regular drive around town. And if I could have banana peels coming out of my
oh
car,
yeah
oh, that would be the best invention.
Did you know you could shoot them ahead of you, the banana peels? And
I don't
Super
remember
Nintendo?
That. I just remember Rainbow Road.
Oh, that's it.
Rainbow Road was great.
All I know is, of all of the categories, I thought we would argue about sleeping in versus Mario Kart, I thought was going to be so easy. I thought a mom would stay sleeping in. I thought Blythe, who works 9,000 hours a week, would stay sleeping in.
I've come accustomed to not sleeping, so that's why.
That's true. You're 5 a.m. workout.
Mario Kart it is. I don't ever get to play video games
Well,
anymore.
You know what? Now I don't know what's going to happen because we've got Beyonce versus Mexican food.
Mexican food.
Socia. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I say, too.
Chips and queso, man. Sorry.
Sorry. We're not a Queen Bee fan club, apparently.
Nope.
Pizza versus the perfect commute.
Pizza.
See, I would say the perfect commute, but that's because I drive a distance now for work.
Right.
And there's nothing more boring than driving 80 down the highway for 30 minutes.
And
but
you know my five-minute commute.
Exactly.
So.
And I used to have that.
Right.
That's why I got it.
I had a 30-minute commute. I'd still choose pizza.
Pizza.
I'd eat pizza every day.
Yep.
That's why. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Sex. That's right. SEX. Versus a compliment from a cool person.
Well, sex.
How is this even an even match?
I don't know.
And who is a cool person?
Like
I said, The Rock. That was the first thing that came to my head as a cool person.
That's true, you did.
Hugh Jackman?
Like if Hugh Jackman came up here and told you you looked beautiful, or if you could go have sex.
Bradley Cooper. What if Bradley Cooper was the cool person? What if the compliment from Bradley Cooper leads to sex with Bradley Cooper?
Well, see, now
then
that's
yes.
a twist.
See how I think? All right, so.
Sex wins.
So we've got now road trips versus summer. These are usually around the same time frame. So
I'm going
I feel like
summer.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do.
Summer.
Okay.
Gotta win.
All right, summer. And then sleeping in versus pizza.
Pizza.
For me.
See, I had Mario Kart and pizza, and that is a game night in heaven.
That sounds like a good night. A real good night.
Man, but I'll have to go pizza.
You'll have to go pizza? Okay. So that was two for pizza on that one. All right. Now, puppies versus taking your shoes off after a long day.
Puppies.
I'm going shoes.
Can I change the puppy to, like, a grown-up dog that knows how not to go to the bathroom in your house?
No, you cannot.
A trained puppy.
A trained puppy?
No, you cannot because we couldn't change Bill Murray to Tom Hanks.
You know what? I'm going to...
Think of the
I'm
puppy
going
breath.
Shoes.
Think of the puppy
All right.
breath.
All right.
I'm going shoes.
The puppy breath is one reason I wouldn't pick the puppy.
Oh, I love puppy breath.
All right, so now... Sex versus Mexican
sex
food.
Sex has got to win.
Yeah, that's not
That's a good combination.
Sex oh, and gosh. Then Mexican food.
Yes.
As long as it's not the reverse order.
Yeah, that's not a good time.
All right, so now we've got summer versus pizza.
Oh.
I'm going summer all the way, baby.
Summer.
Donna's torn.
That's because I'm starving.
Sorry, you know what? Your vote doesn't count
anymore. I got to go with my head.
I know,
summer.
At this point, you probably really want some pizza.
Yeah, I'm going summer.
That's true, because she is completely and totally starving from all of her workouts and not eating. All right, now we've got...
No contest.
Versus taking your shoes off
sex.
At the end of a long day. And that
sex
leads us to sex versus summer.
Sex.
I think sex in the summer is probably what...
I think those two go hand in hand
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, those two go together, but yeah. So, Donna Murphy was correct earlier today when she predicted that sex would win the bracket.
I don't know how it doesn't win anything.
Which is part of the reason I wondered if we should take sex out to make it a more challenging bracket, but you know what? As much as Kentucky is the favorite, sex was the favorite. We'll see if the NCAA plays out the same way. You are listening to Helmets and Heels. We will be back. And we have a few more fun topics for you, including a little Ashley Judd discussion when she kissed someone slightly older than her. That's coming up next on Tim's Next Summer, 2.5 FM.
Jaguars football by women, for women, and men. Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
St. Patrick's Day. Colhane. Helmets and Heels. The fabulous engineer, Chad Scott. Is there really anything more you want? Oh, I don't know. Jaguars player joining us, Dan Scudo. Kelly Coughlin-Joyce, executive director of the Tom Coughlin J Fund joining us. Now, is there anything more you ladies want? Is there anything else I can do
more
for
beer.
The two of you?
More beer.
More beer. All right, so that's a yes to the server. Yes, more beer, please. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming out to those of you who have. I'm Lauren Brooks alongside Blythe Brumley, Donna Murphy, the fabulous people of Cool Haynes have been taking care of us and hopefully everyone around here. There's
a party
music
here, man.
Inside. There's going to be a DJ out here starting in around 42 minutes. I believe they're waiting for us to
yes.
be done around the time they start. So, Ashley Judd has made some splashes this week. And first of all, I think she might be one of the most beautiful people on the face of the planet.
Yes, agreed.
I also think she might be one of the most intelligent and spiritually connected is how I would phrase that, because she will use words like holistic and spiritual, and she does all these retreats and all that kind of stuff. So I just find her fascinating in general. But that's not why she made the news. She made the news because a certain man named Dick Vitale, a.k.a. Dickie V, put a big old hot, wet kiss on her lips. And the photo was tweeted out, and it wasn't a video, it was just a photo. And people were outraged, and they tweeted her things that were very inappropriate. Before I get into her reaction, what is y'all's reaction?
Gross. I thought it was a little creepy, but I mean, I'm not Ashley Judd, so I just, if it was me, I'd be a little creeped out, but.
So if Dick Vitale came up to you right now and kissed you on the lips, you'd be like, ew.
No, I think it's a different situation just because they know each other so well.
Right.
I heard Dick Vitale talking on the radio today with, I think it was Colin Cowherd, that said, you know, that's like his niece. Dick Vitale is like her uncle. I do not want my uncle kissing me on my lips.
Well, some, it's a little controversial, but some family members still do kiss on the lips. And whether or not you're blood related or not, it's a little bit of a, I don't know if it's necessarily taboo. I think it just depends on what kind of family you have and what kind of distant relatives and people that maybe not be blood related to you, but you still treat them as family. So maybe that's what happened in this instance is what I'm thinking.
I still think it's gross.
It's still a creepy picture.
You know, Lauren raised her hand. You're a family that kisses.
Yes, we're a family that kisses.
Yeah.
On the lips. And I don't mean in an inappropriate way, obviously.
Right.
Right. In a family that we are very close. We see each other every single week, and people kiss each other on the lips in the pecking variety.
Right.
But don't you think in an era where we have seen a man who plays for the Ravens named Ray Rice hit a woman in an elevator to the point where she was knocked out, we've seen that happen in front of our eyes, and then this happens, and people are outraged and say horrible things to her. Don't you think that people should just go, oh, well, if she's not offended, then I'm not offended?
That's what I hope would happen. And I think what happened is that she started to hear a little bit of the backlash, and then she went into, and then she did the explanation. You know, he's like family. This is not weird for me. Stop turning it into something that's weird. And then the comments that came after that, particularly from Twitter, the users on that social network, that they were very sexually explicit. They were calling her
dirty words.
Yeah, not nice things. And I think that's when she stepped in. And I think Kurt Schilling stepped in as well. And they contacted a few of the people that were involved. Some accounts are now have been deleted. And I think, you know, Kurt Schilling had that episode
right.
with his daughter and how he stood up for the daughter.
Piss off Kurt Schilling right now.
Which I thought was really, really great for
yes.
those that don't know. Kurt Schilling's daughter got caught up. I think she got a scholarship to some school, and she got a bunch of sexually explicit comments that were thrown her way, but Kurt Schilling stepped in, reported the people that made those comments. Those kids have since been kicked out of school. A couple of them lost their jobs. And so now Ashley Judd, with this situation, Kurt Schilling reached out to her and contacted one of the men that made some inappropriate comments to her, and those accounts have already been deleted. Who knows if they're going to face legal ramifications, but I think in this instance, you're seeing a new wave of people taking justice into their own hands as far as social media is concerned.
When Ashley Judd decided that she's going to press charges against a lot of the people,
good
that,
for her.
That
yeah.
things right. And
good.
My thing about social media is, why would you ever say something out there, tweet something, post something that you wouldn't say to someone's face or want your parents knowing? I mean, that's my thing is, you're trying to be, or at least I am trying to represent exactly who I am, and I would never criticize someone on social media that I wouldn't say something to them directly. I cannot stand the fact that people are so rude and bitter, and they hide behind these quote-unquote personalities that no one really knows, and it's frustrating because why do you have to be so mean? Why are you going to be so rude?
They're tough typers, and I think that a lot of these guys, particularly men, started out on the message boards, started out on the forums, and they have since moved from those forums and message boards over to Twitter, and it's... I don't know what you can sort of do about it because Twitter is, you know, freedom of speech and all that jazz. You can choose to block people. You can choose to mute them. But to see those things, it does have a negative effect on your psyche. And you want to go back and you want to read them and you want to get that positive affirmation. But whenever you're getting constant negative things that I'm sure a lot of these celebrities are getting, no matter what they put out, I think it's good that some of them are taking a stand against it so that maybe it'll make someone else think twice before sending that tweet.
I mean, coming from speaking as a mom, a lot of it for me, it just is how you were raised. Maybe you were raised to speak your mind. It doesn't matter how hurtful things were, you know. Maybe you were raised that way. I don't know. I was never raised to treat anybody that way via social media or in somebody's face. You know, it's just, it just keeps, you know, I know I have my Twitter handle. I'm never on it. You know, I'm never on my Facebook, nothing. It's just, I don't need to sit here and get congratulations or get mean emails or mean this and mean that. I don't care. I don't care.
Well, I think the difficult part is this generation is being raised by people who didn't have social media before
right.
them. So they're not being taught necessarily this is how you treat other people on this platform because they didn't grow up with it.
What you send out is forever.
Right. And yes, you can go back and delete tweets. But for the most part, once people see it, they can't unsee it. And people can take snapshots of whatever you send out and post it. And I just, it bothers me that people would react so strongly to something like this when there's so many other things to react strongly about going on in the world.
Well, it's kind of like what Little Duval does. Every morning he'll ask people, and he says, what are you guys fake caring about today? they'll fake care for 24 hours or so, and then they'll go on to moving on to being like, outraged about something else.
Like the whole blue versus black dress, or blue and black dress versus white and gold dress.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I got home that night from dinner, and I got on my phone, and I was like, what did I miss? Like 50 people are tweeting about this and hashtagging one team or the other. And then I finally looked at it and I was like, seriously, this is
right?
why we need football. Like,
I don't,
honestly, this is terrifying that this many people care
about. This is what this does to us.
I don't know if Chad was in the office that day, but Jack O'Brien, a couple of the others, Country, they all stood there and turned around and asked me, well, what do you think? And I screamed at them, don't even ask me about this stupid topic. Whoever brought it up, it's just a dress and bad lighting. Nobody cares. That's it.
I talked about it a lot. I talked about it online. I talked about it with my family. It was just a cute little fun topic of conversation for a day.
But seriously.
It makes you ignore other topics. But
when football's going on, that trumps everything.
Right. It's pushed off to the wayside.
That's why I couldn't wait for free agency to get here. I was like, please give me something to talk about other than nonsensical topics. All right. I have a question for you ladies that you have never been asked before. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
I hope you're ready.
I don't know.
If you were going to insure one body part on your body for $40 million, like Taylor Swift did, what would it be?
Are we answering now or are we going to answer after break?
Oh, no, you're answering right now.
You know, I thought I had it in mind, but I'm going to go with my eyes. That way I can... Oh, it can include the color, it can include the vision, and it can include the wrinkles around.
I love that one.
Oh, that's a good one.
See, I would
now
never...
I'm going to go, and I'm going to sound so...
Oh, trust me, I was going with around the butt. You know, that the first place you start to see, you know, the cottage cheese is what they call it. That's where I was going to go, but no, I'm going with eyes.
If anyone was sitting in the seats that we're sitting in, Blythe, and they were looking at Donna's body, what words would you not use? Cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Does she
look phenomenal?
She
you're going to be
like
in the swimsuit issue tomorrow.
Airbrush.
We don't do that much airbrushing. Let me just tell you.
Like you need it. All right,
yeah,
Blythe.
You don't need it.
Body part. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, a few years back, I was affectionately given the nickname of Onion Booty.
Onion?
From the Lex and Terry Show. onion booty because he said that whenever you, it's a booty so beautiful it makes you cry.
Oh.
That was his phrase that he used, and he still calls me that to this day. So I would have to choose my chukus.
And see, I thought it was going to be something along the lines of the layers.
Layers, me too.
I was trying to figure out what layers.
What's with the smell? Like, oh dear.
It smells like roses. Let's get that straight.
Wow. I don't really want to follow those comments at all, but.
Your turn, Lauren.
You know, I think I would have to go with arms just because
legs?
That's
what. Killer legs.
Thank you. I think I appreciate that, but. We always joke about my arms, you know? Y'all joke about it or...
Joke in a good way. They're nice.
It. Right, but still. It,
yeah,
it,
and how toned you are.
That has to be... Thank you. It's more of like a... It's more of like a man bicep, but we'll go with tones. But so, yeah, just because they're more of a trademark. But thank you. I'm going to take the compliment on the legs, and I'm going to run with it, literally.
So why did you ask us that, though?
So the reason I asked you that is Taylor Swift took out $40 million on her legs. And that's the other part of the reason I want to take legs.
$40 million on her legs.
$40 million insurance policy.
On her legs.
But she's a twig everywhere. Aren't her legs just the same as her arms?
No, she does have great legs.
She does.
I would think
they
she
go
would
for miles.
Insure, like, her voice or something. I don't know.
See, I understand the insuring of Carrie Underwood's legs.
Oh my.
She has beautiful.
Goodness
she has,
gracious.
Like, Betty Grable legs.
Well, I think that the biggest deal that hit Taylor Swift fans in recent months is the fact that she was actually photographed in a bathing suit. Because there's been this long standing internet rumor, and I know this is completely off topic, but she
everything's on topic and Helmets and Heels.
But there's just been this long standing rumor that she didn't have a belly button. And so she was on vacation in a bathing suit with a bunch of her friends, and so tweeted out some picture and everybody lost their minds because they found out that she has a belly button. And she looks great.
Again, social media.
And that's
ridiculous.
What I was going to say is, I feel like one of us should start a rumor just to see if it goes anywhere.
You should, a buddy of mine started a rumor today about Justin Blackman, and it took off.
Yes,
took
fake off. Rappaport. Yes.
And it took off, and that's how quickly on these social networks that if you just have a fake account, a fake name, that those sort of stories can take off in an instant.
Yeah.
People will just run with it and they'll retweet it blindly without checking sources.
It's a really evil game of telephone.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what it is. You remember telephone?
Yeah. Is I'm glad that there's not a fake account for Lauren Brooks.
Maybe there is.
My advice to
someone's
people.
Someone's going to create one right now.
No. My advice to people is
I have awesome
to be.
Legs.
To be. That's right. That's what she said. To be as human to people on social media as you would be standing face to face, because that is how our world goes round.
Should be, but
look at you.
If not,
right?
Use
philosophical
the mute
button. on a Tuesday. All right, we will wrap things up live from Cole Haynes. The DJ is about to set up, so we are going to give you our final thoughts on the Jags free agency and how we feel about the fact that DeMarco Murray is not coming to town and who we would like in his stead. That's all next on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
The Kilts are in the house, baby. Did
I know.
You
can
see
we get
them?
A little? Can we get a little wind to blow up the
we
Kilts?
We need them
please?
Over here.
We do need them over here.
It was very impressive.
It was impressive. And is there anything better than bagpipes on St. Patrick's Day? Welcome back to Helmets and Heels.
No.
1010XL 92.5 FM. We are just a few minutes away from putting the microphones down and perhaps putting the shots up, because a certain one of us has been tweeting about shots all day.
Not all
today.
Day.
That
not
would be
all
bad.
Day.
Okay,
I was just
all
making
afternoon.
Factual statements.
Factual
as in
statements.
Irish car bombs are probably the worst shot ever.
Uh-huh, but it's St. Patrick's Day. You can't say Irish. Anything is terrible, Blythe.
It is. It is terrible.
You can't.
Sorry.
You just can't.
And I'm part Irish.
I was going to say, what percentage Irish are the two of you?
I'm like 25%.
Okay.
No, like 10. Sorry.
10? You go from 25 to 10?
Well, I'm like 75 German and then a mix of Irish and Austrian.
Have you seen Horrible Bosses?
I haven't, but I want to.
I was going to say, you're like Joan, too. Well, you
who's Joan? Is that Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Is that a sideways compliment?
That would be Jamie Foxx. Because he negotiates. He says, I want 500,000. Well, I'll take 10,000, you know?
Like 10,000, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's different. It's very weird.
But I will say that picklebacks, though gross to some, are absolutely delicious.
I kind of want to try it. I'm about 50% Irish, if not more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the only thing I'm missing is, like, the red hair. And I've had that from time to time. But I have freckles for days. So.
I do wear this ring. It's called a clauda. I wear it on my hand every single day. If you have it facing a certain way, that means you're in a relationship. If you have it facing another way, that means you're single. If you have it on a certain hand, that means you're married. If you have it on the other, it's facing towards my heart.
That means you're in a relationship.
Well, let's move on.
What are you percent?
I think I'm like over 50%.
Over
I think
50?
My grandmother was born and raised in Ireland on my dad's side, my dad's mom. And then my mom's parents are both have Irish in them. So whatever percentage that is.
There's only a little bit in my side of the family, the Ballou side, but I'm married into a Murphy, which, so there you go.
Yes. Have you listened to any Dropkick Murphys today?
They were playing a lot of them during a prime time, yes.
They tend to appreciate them a lot.
Dropkick Murphys, yes.
I do. I love them. And then my favorite Irish song is the Daddy-O one. That's always fun. All right, so someone who's not exactly Irish, DeMarco Murray, didn't come to Jacksonville.
His color
didn't exactly get him on the roster, but we were all so excited at the possibility last Tuesday. So how do you feel now that it's been a week, you've been able to digest it, but there's also no one else in free agency that I think you really want, right?
Not for me. As far as missing out on DeMarco Murray, I think it was really exciting those first couple days when you thought you were going to get him.
Yeah.
But as the time drug on, it became a little bit more clear that we weren't going to get him. I thought he would re-sign with the Cowboys. I thought he was just using other teams as leverage in order to gain a bigger contract from the Cowboys. Completely shocked that he actually went to Philly. But I think it also speaks to...
Especially with Ryan Matthews already being on contract.
And that was what was a little puzzling, but the reports coming out afterwards that Chip Kelly, you know, he traded away LeSean McCoy because he wasn't a team player. He wouldn't have that, that mental, I guess, physique that Chip Kelly desired. And DeMarco Murray has that. And so that's why they actively went after him. So, I mean, we'll see if it's going to be a good fit in Philly for him. I don't know about our current situation. I think we address it in the draft, which is where you should address it. You don't want to go out there and pay top dollar for a free agent running back when you're not sure how he's going to perform for your team, especially when he's not going to be behind that number one O-line that he had in Dallas.
That's the thing, right? We only address the offensive line in one position.
Right, and that's where we should focus, because your quarterback and your running back, your entire offense is going to live and breathe by that offensive line. So I think that's where we should be focused. I don't think we necessarily have to be focused on getting another running back with Toby Gerhart. Who else do we have coming back?
Storm Johnson,
and Denard Robinson.
I liked Storm a little bit last season. So, Donna, would you sign Adrian Peterson, or would you wait and go with, like, a Todd Gurley in the draft?
You know, that's the Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, that's a separate topic, you know, and I did, I forgot who on our station was really trying to differentiate the two and saying that, you know, if you look at Peterson, he truly thought he was doing something normal because that's how he grew up. He didn't know right from wrong. He just thought that's how it was. He, you know, came out, got public. Hopefully he knows not to do it anymore. Whereas you look at Ray Rice, clearly that's not something you do, you know.
And hopefully he didn't grow up with that.
Right. He probably did. Who knows? You know, maybe that's why he thought it wasn't anything bad, but I don't know. Man, he's been out for a year. Do you really put all your eggs in one basket with him?
And he was slowing
Absolutely
down,
not.
Too. I don't think you go after Ray Rice at all. I think he makes a practice squad somewhere. He tries to earn another spot. But ultimately, he was slowing down. And I think he averaged 3 yards a carry.
I mean, him and Trent Richardson can go be buddies in Oakland.
That's
you know?
True. Yep. But I do think AP will get another job. And
he
I think
will.
He'll get a high-paying job.
I don't think he'll get a high-paying job. But I think he is worth so much, or he costs so much, so I think the Vikings are going to have to keep him. But it certainly makes you wonder if another team who is desperate at the running back position goes after him, like you said, Oakland,
I mean, it's
something
so
like that.
Impressive how he came back from his
knee injury. Yeah.
So that alone, you know, if you didn't know he was already a freak with what he can do on the field, that alone, you know, you would try to invest in him. I wouldn't pay him top dollar, though.
I think he's under contract, though. I think it's a $12 million contract for this year, I believe. So no matter who has him, they're going to have to pay him that amount of money.
I wouldn't pony up $12 million for that.
No, I think that the Jets have
spent... I would in a second. For Adrian
really?
Peterson, yeah.
You
I
would have
in
okay.
a second.
All right. I figured
he's
somebody
a game
felt a little
changer.
I don't know. I'm not one anymore to pay the running back position, the tailback position. I say draft a girly or someone else young without mileage on them.
But AP.
All right.
AP is a game changer. AP is the guy that you draft. I mean, fantasy leagues, you don't really put much value into that. But AP is the guy that you take over quarterbacks just because he has that sort of impact on a game.
So, ladies, we've been here, I don't know, about an hour and 44 minutes exactly. What has been your favorite part of tonight so far?
The drunk guy tripping over the cord and cutting our feed. That might be tops.
I don't know. I think the DJ trying to talk to us while we're still on air is lovely.
Well, he has no familiarity with working on a microphone. So I think my favorite part was the fact that Dan Scuda actually hung on the line while we went on off air, but on break. And I feel like a lot of football players nowadays would be like, all right, well, I tried. I called. I talked to them. I'm done. I'm going back to my Pete St. Patty's Day.
The atmosphere here at Cole Haynes is ridiculous. It's awesome.
Isn't it? I don't,
yeah,
don't you kind of wish that
year.
We didn't have to work tomorrow, anybody?
Yes.
Tomorrow night it'll be great.
Tomorrow night will be great?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night will be great for me, because you know what I'm doing Thursday morning?
Oh. Yep.
Boarding a plane. Boarding a plane.
Yes.
To Fort Lauderdale. You were close. And then driving a rental car from Fort Lauderdale to Key West, because that ended up being the least expensive option.
Why doesn't Jessica just pick you up?
Oh.
Yeah, I think she has to work. You know, she moved for this some sort of job. I don't know
some
what she's doing.
Job.
Where is she working?
Come on, Marlin
baseball
spring training
team.
Isn't that it?
Oh, goodness gracious, I know. So I would say that our first show without Blaylock, at least being a part of the show, we've only had, I think, one without her entirely when she was on her cruise, but our first show without Blaylock has been a tribute to her in as far as our topics, wet t-shirt contest, sex winning the bracket. Blaylock, if you're listening, I'm just kidding. I
say
promise.
A prayer for us.
But no, I think that we could not be more proud of one of our alum moving on to bigger and better things. And honestly, if you were to ask me, Lauren, what would you like to do for the rest of your life? Part of the answer would be outside. Just get to be around any sort of outside venue. And that's why I love football so much, is you get to be outside watching it. Baseball outside. I don't like football games inside as much.
And the fact that she gets to be with the greatest player in the game right now, I think, is awesome. And we actually have Irish marching. Is it a marching band?
It's a bagpipe.
A bagpipe walking by us as we speak, and we're trying to do
it. I hope
guys
can hear it.
Tone it down.
Turn it up.
That's awesome.
Then all we have to do is sit back, relax, and enjoy.
I don't know how Tony Smith didn't get invited out here, because I know that he would be partaking in a lot of the spirits.
Very true. And obviously we have to give thanks to the staff at Cole Haynes. They've been fantastic. Our engineer, Chad Scott, who, when the power was cut off, didn't even break a sweat, just leaned over, plugged it back in. Our producer, Brian Barloon, for being there for us every moment of tonight, for playing fantastic music. I absolutely love days like today where everyone's in a good mood. Compared with yesterday, Monday, you know, after a good weekend, everybody's furious and cantankerous.
Like the drinking holidays, I think. Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day,
yes.
July 4th. Not necessarily those drinking days. Maybe I treat them as such.
I mean, Prosser was going over them. Christmas is one of the highest, but today is the highest. I think Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Christmas?
I'm going over. Yeah.
Oh, eggnog, I guess.
You know, and New Year's.
Okay.
And you're around family, so there's that.
Yeah.
With my family, yes. We're big drinkers, so
yeah.
We would.
My family is, too. By the way, I introduced one of my favorite drinking games, Never Have I Ever, to my family recently.
No.
You have to kind of warn them, like, hey, we are family, so we don't need to know everything. Like, let's just kind of skirt around. Like, pretend you're on the radio. Let's kind of skirt around some
too
of the...
Too late.
Yeah. For you and your brother, there is now a rift in your family, and it's all over. All right. Well, ladies.
It was fun.
Quick Irish blessing cheer. May may the rest of your night be fantastic. And specifically, Madonna's photo shoot tomorrow.
Oh, she's going to rock it.
Go. So, are you wearing a green bikini or anything, by the way?
Black bikini. I will sign off with, I used to watch Sanford and Son with my dad all the time. And I hope a lot of people out there know what show that is, Sanford and Son. But one of our favorite lines was him going, you know, and he drinks always his bottle. And he said, through the lips, down the liver, come on, liquor, make me quiver. Love it. Perfect for today.
Well, I would say that that is probably exactly how 99% of people will feel, you know, around 10, 11 o'clock
tonight. Eat some fish and chips, eat some shepherd's pie, yep. You'll be safe.
And the food here, like, even if you don't come for St. Patrick's Day, the food here in general is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
They really do, oh, such a good job.
It's a stellar job.
And they have brunch, too, by the way. It's fantastic. All right, we will wrap things up and say hello to Fat Tony when we come back. You have listened to the St. Patrick's Day edition of Helmets and Heels on 1010X on 92.5 FM.